Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's The Takeaway, and you're hearing there the sounds of Saturn, transmitted roughly 930 million miles to Earth by the spacecraft Cassini. Cassini was launched almost 20 years ago, tasked with exploring Saturn, its distinctive rings, and its 53 moons. But all good things must come to an end, and today Cassini ended its 13-year journey around Saturn's system with a grand finale, a long-planned plunge to the gas giant's surface. Cassini sent its last image on Thursday and then burned up in the atmosphere in the early hours of the morning. Emily Rice is an astronomer and professor of astrophysics at the CUNY College of Staten Island and a researcher at the American Museum of Natural History. And I asked her why they had to kill Cassini.
They didn't have to kill it, technically. One of the thoughts for the end of this Cassini mission was actually to put Cassini in a stable orbit, a very long-term stable orbit around Saturn, and just kind of let it die natural causes. But the Saturn system is special partially because of what Cassini discovered. There's so many moons that have what we now understand to be prebiotic conditions that even if there's a tiny, tiny, tiny chance that these might be habitable worlds or potentially inhabited by microbial life, we don't want to take any chances with interfering with that life elsewhere in the solar system. And so that's one of the reasons why we want to make sure that Cassini burns up and there's no even minute chance of interfering with some of these potentially habitable places in the solar system.
Oh, so that's sterile disposal. I didn't know that. That's really interesting. Give us a Cassini eye tour of the Saturnian system. What did we learn from Cassini?
Oh, my goodness, so much. I think it's so easy to take for granted everything we've learned because Cassini has now been in orbit around Saturn for more than 10 years. Basically, every picture that you can think of Saturn, like anything that comes to mind, is from Cassini. We've learned so much about its ring system and its moons, its atmosphere, the big moon Titan and Titan's atmosphere and Titan's surface. We've learned how some of the moons actually kind of refuel the rings by spouting off material from their surfaces and possibly below their surfaces. It's amazing the amount of detail that we've gotten from the Cassini mission.
And we got these incredible sort of yellow-hued photos from the surface of Titan thanks to the Huygens probe that left Cassini and landed on the surface.
Yeah, it's such a huge deal. It's, you know, and now we almost even take it for granted. Like I said, the pictures around Cassini and even Huygens, it was the first lander in the outer solar system, the first lander on a moon other than Earth's moon. It's this huge moon around Saturn that has this huge, thick atmosphere. It's so unique in the solar system that it's just unbelievable that we were able to put a spacecraft onto the surface, even if it was just for a few seconds that it survived. But the couple minutes of going down through the atmosphere is just a wealth of data.
Well, Cassini is gone. Emily Rice, I'm personally very sorry to see it go. But the question with this kind of exploration always is what's next? So whether it's interplanetary inside the solar system or interstellar for you, what is next?
I think the next exciting thing that everybody's going to want to watch out for is the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope. It survived Harvey thanks to a lot of astrophysicists and technicians that were working overnight in Houston, where it's currently being tested, and it's scheduled for launch in October of 2018. So coming up really soon, just a little bit over a year, and this is going to be a super exciting space telescope to look not only at the solar system and hopefully exoplanets around nearby stars, but also into the very, very, very distant universe and look at kind of what we now call the dark ages at the beginning of the universe. And partially it's called the dark ages because we haven't been able to see anything that far away yet.
A new mission begins as another one ends, but today we're bidding farewell to Cassini, which has crashed through the surface, the gaseous surface of Saturn. Emily Rice, astronomer, professor of astrophysics at the CUNY College of Staten Island. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.